it to me. Oh, whoa.
Michael on the radio, you know, these two guys were just the power, I mean, just like a power team of entertainment. And I remember when Eddie was imitating him, he was like, you know, if Michael Jackson could fight, you know what I'm saying? Like, who is this? I'm Michael M.F. Jackson. just to tell the people that are not new to my podcast or radio show Live from the Sugar Shack that are used to hearing my voice and know my, I would say, my regular get down, things are changing and improving because what has happened is I've been making some real good noise and I've connected with some people and I've decided to get my show more of a PG format. I'm still going to be Mr. Trey Love, you know what I'm saying? I'm still going to give it to you, you know what I'm saying? If you need to get it, I'm going to give it to you how you're supposed to get it. However, what I would like to do is reach more people. I'm looking for sponsors and things of that nature. So therefore, a lot of the vulgarity that I was using in the past, I'm not going to be using anymore because, you know, it's a time and a sign of growth and time to mature and do better and do more things. So, you know, I'm all right. I see you. I got one of my listeners, you know, one of my Instagram sisters is checking in. Yeah, make sure you follow me on Instagram, guys. I'm doing a lot of stuff on Instagram. Right now I'm working on something called A Father's Plight. Here's just a brief explanation of a father's plight. I myself personally have had pretty bad experiences with trying to be a father to my children, not anything at all, an inkling to do with the children, but each and every ounce of everything wrong and spiteful to do with the mothers of the children. And a father's plight is basically a cry out for help on a subject that is rarely discussed. It's not really discussed. It's not given a lot of attention. It's not given any support. I mean, it's you hear the word deadbeat dad every day. You know, oh, his dad's a deadbeat. Oh, her dad's a deadbeat. Yeah, he's a deadbeat dad. You know, as if to say or create the image that there is no such thing as deadbeat mothers. And I'm here to tell you that sincerely and truly, there are deadbeat mothers. And here's the thing. If a father abandons his child, doesn't pick his child up, doesn't spend time with his child, doesn't go to doctor's appointments with his child, doesn't sit down and read with and to his child, doesn't teach his child certain developmental skills such as cooking, cleaning, how to conduct themselves, you know, how to talk in front of people, how to be quiet, how to observe, you know, take their kids to the zoo, the park. You know, these are developmental things that, you know, affect a child growing up and has a magnificent effect on the human beings that the child, you know, turns out to be. So, you know, parenting, you know, truly you have a lot to do as a parent when it comes to, you know, when you think about what you're bringing to society, you know, because none of us are here forever. Nobody walking this planet is going to be on this planet forever. Even this planet is not destined to be here forever. But for the time that you have here, you want to do good. You want to be good. And you want to have fun. I know I want to have fun. I want to have joy. I want to have peace. I want to have contentment. And I want to leave a mark on this planet that even when I'm gone, I want to have the essence of me still here, and I want that here in a good way. And the best way in order to make sure that that happens is making sure that I raise good human beings, make sure I raise good people, people that are going to have some discretion about themselves, people that are not going to be committing crimes, people that are not going to be you know, just having babies and things of that nature just out of wedlock and, you know, just not saying even so much out of wedlock. I don't mean not say that, but people just having babies and not caring for them, people feeling a compassion and a need to care for a child that you have. That's what basically I'm doing this podcast for, you know, a father's plight, because I've had very stressful situations dealing with the mothers of my children. And on these topics, I will go into details as far as what I've been through over the past 25 years. I'm a father of two 25-year-old twin girls. One's name is Christina. The other one's Candace, my twins, Christina and Candace. I love and adore them very much. They just had their 25th birthday, June 14th. So I got to give a major, 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 major happy birthday to them. You know, however, like I said, this is a father's flight. I will be doing this podcast to raise money to, first, I'm just going to be honest with everybody. I'm going to be transparent. I need money right now to assist myself in getting custody back of my two little girls, Sophia, 7, and Skylar, 5. I need assistance from the public. I'm asking for everyone and anyone who can cash at me anything. It doesn't matter the dollar amount, but it's $, capital T, R-E, capital L, U-V, then capital I-N-C, a $ in front of that, and please cash out any amount because I really need assistance to make sure that I can cover the court costs and fees to get a good lawyer, secure a good lawyer to assist me with fighting this case because I do have a very good case. I mean, it's been some awful things done to me. I mean, to the point, it's you know, the reason why I had to start a father's flight, you know, people are like, oh, my God, you shouldn't be doing this and you shouldn't be doing that. Well, what happened with me was my ex-fiance and her parents went out of their way to just destroy my reputation. I mean, destroy my reputation with the courts, destroy my reputation with the kids, and destroy my reputation publicly. So therefore, and in doing this, they literally did some things that were illegal. So it's more on the lines of I have to do this because I mean, this is literally stopping me from making money. Who would want to hire a person that was an abuser? I know I wouldn't. If a person had a reputation as an abuser, you wouldn't want to hire them. And it's so ironic that we're doing this on Michael Jackson's birthday because it's funny. The greatest entertainer of all time, his reputation is clouded with accusations, you know, which I'm not going to give a side to the true or not true. However, realistically, just think about it. What if this is nowhere? What if this never, any of this ever happened and it's totally not true? Then that's a taint on a great man for no reason. So, you know, you have to be mindful of your reputation. And the mistake I made was allowing myself. And actually, I have a friend of mine who's going to be joining me to co-host a couple of shows with me by the name of Nancy. We talked about the Hollywood allure. You know, it's a side of Hollywood that the average person will not see. The average person is not privy to. You know, you all get the Jennifer Anistons and the Brad Pitts and the Angelina Jolie stories. Those stories are public, you know, what you get on TMZ. But there's a level of actor, and there's a level of comedian, and there's a level of entertainer that is not so much of a public figure that is and has been going through the same exact type of hell as the major stars that you see every single day. There are people such as myself that is a C-D-list actor. You know, I've done films with the likes of Cat Williams, you know, Ronaldo Ray, rest in peace, you know, Anna Marie Horsford, you know, did films with Greg Carter, you know, I've done a lot of things, been on TV. However, I'm not that A-list star that you're seeing on TMZ every day or any type of television show every day. But I literally am going through a divorce nightmare. You know, even though we were never married, I ran into a young lady that is from L.A., and she knows how to work the system and worked it so well as if she had pre-planned the entire thing, you know. I told people, I joke about it, but it's not even really funny. She read the Steve Harvey book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, and she used this strategy in order to make me think that she was, you know, a decent type of woman, you know, by holding back sex for 90 days, and literally she gave me sex 90 days directly into the relationship. So I thought, you know, she was a decent woman. Come to find out, I just literally got strategically played, you know. But I'm not upset because I have two beautiful girls, two gorgeous, amazing daughters that came out of it. But the reality is that with her, I learned something. I met her representative. I didn't meet her when I first met her. And then when her family came along, it's as if they felt as if they could railroad me, you know. I mean, it's some really funky stuff that has happened to me, but I'm not here to cry. I'm not here to back down, and I'm not here to let go. I'm here to tenaciously fight the biggest demons, the biggest monsters, whoever I have to fight, and do whatever it is I have to do, because as a father, I've seen what can happen to a child that loses their father without him being in their life, and that's from a personal experience. I'm going to come back later, and I'm going to share an experience with you all that happened to my oldest daughter, okay? We're going to play some Michael Jackson real quick, you know, and rest him in peace, man. And just thank him for his moment, man. We're going to do a little Michael Jackson real quick. We'll come back in a second, and we're going to discuss what happened to my oldest child and why I'm going to fight so hard to make sure that little Sophia and little Skylar have their daddy. Thank you for your moment, man. Thank you for your moment. everybody, I want you to tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy, Mr. Trey Love is in. This will be a daily broadcast. That's right, I said a daily broadcast from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. live on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelight. You can call in 323-642-1706. If you'd like more information on other things that we have going on, please email AJ Alexander at handsomelifemedia. That's HANDSOMELIFEMEDIA at gmail.com. And please send that email to join the list, because there's going to be so much going on this podcast. Just like I said, it's going to be a daily podcast from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Let me just give you all a couple of updates on the things that are going to be transpiring on this podcast. We are going to launch a magazine from here called Dad Mag. That's D-A-D-M-A-G. What Dad Mag is going to be is a magazine that's going to give stories of men such as myself that are single fathers and are having hard times dealing with situations and how to raise their kids properly, you know, due to be it the court system, do it be to an ex-wife, do it be to just a hard time, you know, you never know. Every situation is different. So we're going to take every situation as it comes, but Dad Mag is going to be a magazine that's going to basically feature fathers and feature stories of fathers, man, so that we can get the word out, so we can start getting something done about this epidemic, because it is an epidemic, you know, it's bad, you know, it's messing up the future of humanity, you know. It's articles out right now, things I'll be sharing along the way as I'm doing more shows, but men are copping out of relationships, you know, and nobody wants to get into a relationship anymore because it's so one-sided to be in one at this point, at this day and age, you know. When a man gets in a relationship with a woman, you know, when things go down, the man loses his money, he loses his character, he loses his kids, he loses his reputation. You know, there's a lot that happens, you know, in the breakup that, you know, when it's over and when it's all said and done, you know, the man is usually the one who ends up with the very short end of the stick. And the thing is, I want women as a whole to realize that, you know, realistically, it's not fair. You know, it's not, because every guy, every male isn't just, you know, this domineering, you know, image or portrayal that, you know, they make men out to be. Every man isn't that person. You have some men that are loving, kind, and caring, you know, and are literally begging to be part of the children's life. You know, like myself, for example, I can really only tell my story. I'm a stand-up comedian. I'm an actor. This naturally makes me a clown. So I don't like to be overly serious all the time and have to be astute. I feel like, hey, if we're not together, if you and I are in a relationship at one point, and then from there we're not in a relationship anymore, I'm a human being just like you're a human being, so we're all going to miss each other. That's something that's natural. But over time, you get over that person, and that person gets over you, and if you have children together, then why can't the two of you allow yourselves to be cordial, to be nice to each other, to even in my honest, not just opinion, in my want and need with both of my baby's mothers, were to be friends. We can be friends after we break up. Just because we're not together, that does not mean that we can't be cool. Because I'm a person just like you a person. You know what I'm saying? Why would I disrespect you? Why you got to disrespect me? Why can't we just sit down and talk and discuss things like decent human beings, and let's not do the little pity-pat dumb stuff to make each other mad. Let's just communicate and say, hey, what's up? Can you know, you pick up the kids? So I'm so, all right, cool. How's everything with you? You good? Cool. I'm not going to discuss my personal life and my personal business with you, and neither do I expect you to discuss your personal life and or business with me. That's not what I mean when I say be friends. When I say be friends, I mean be cordial when it comes to, yeah, you know what? I'm going to say this because here's a point of growth. When you're co-parenting, let's say a co-parent when you were with a person, that person knew your every waking moment, your days, your nights. They knew where you were going, what you were doing, who you were doing it with. You two communicated. You were in love. So it was times you just had to be on the phone with each other. You couldn't do anything but share moments with each other because you guys were at that time in love. But when that time is over, a mature person such as myself, honestly, truly, can totally accept that, hey, look, we're done. Cool. I'm totally accepting the fact that you are not my woman, that I'm in another relationship with someone else, you're in another relationship with someone else, or you're not in a relationship with someone else, or I'm not in a relationship with someone else. It doesn't matter. You and I are no longer, and we will no longer, and we will never, ever be again. That is, I know for me, with my situations, that is definitely the point. We will never be again, which is totally 100% fine with me. And we all, my men out there, we have to get to a point where we can accept that and be like, you know what, that's not my lady. But she's the mother of my children, so, hey, what's up, girl? You know, hey, how you doing today? Boom, how the kids? You know, like I said, I'm not going to be discussing any of my personal life, personal feelings, personal dreams, aspirations with her, and I do not care to know or hear what hers are either. You know what I mean? Because what she does with her life and what I do with my life is two totally different things. There's one commonality that you share with the person you have kids with, and that is literally just the kids. See, I'm doing a father's plight because my baby's mother took something from me that I could never get back. My daughter, I wanted to go with her first day of school so bad. At the time, I still had custody. I was begging. I was like, hey, send me the information. Let me know about her first day of school. She went out of her way to make sure she took that from me. That's just a sample of the type of moments that I'm speaking of that were taken from me with my little Sophia. And there have been other moments. There have been moments with my twin daughters. That's something I want to get back to when I come back, because I'm going to play some Michael Jackson real quick, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm still going to discuss that first situation I told y'all I was going to talk about. Let me make sure I get some things out real quick. First of all, I do want to make sure I get a rest in peace, man, to Nipsey Hussle, man. That was beyond belief. Nipsey's death, man, I can't even find words to express my hurt and my I don't even know to say anger. Just I'm just devastated. I mean, I'm really hurt about how he died as well. I want to give a major shout out to his brother Big Sam, and you know, I'm fortunate enough, blessed enough to have had a Marathon T-shirt before Nipsey passed away. So I'm going to post that picture up and show everybody, man. Like, I really knew about Nipsey and who he was before he passed. And, I mean, we really lost, man. We lost a beautiful soul. We lost an amazing person. And I want to say to Lauren London, who I actually had an opportunity to meet. I met her in a Tasha Smith class, a wonderful personality, man. Blessed, dynamic, dynamite actress, man. She's going to do so much more, man. But keep her in your prayers, because you know, I want to give a shout out to my boy Memphis Will too. He posted something on social media, on Facebook, about his cousin, his nephew passing away, and his mother had also passed away, and he felt her spirit. And it's just a lot going on, man. And I'm gonna tell you, life is tomorrow's not promised, man. And life is so funny, man. And we have to pray, y'all. We gotta pray, and we gotta stay solid and grounded in a certain type of peace, because one thing you can guarantee is that death is going to come. Bad things are going to come. You can guarantee that. You can count on that better than you can count. You can count on that like you can count on the sun coming up. But what you got to learn to do, we all have to learn to do, is find ways to deal with the strife that's going to come. I didn't expect to not have my kids. I didn't expect to not be able to raise my kids for the past year and a half. However, I have had to learn to adjust my life to not having it for the time being, and had to goal set, plan, take my time, and properly do the things I needed to do in order to get to them. So like I said, I want to give a rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle. I want to give a rest in peace to Bushwick Bill as well. Bushwick was doing something very, very amazing prior to his demise. Bushwick Bill was doing music, and I think he was lining up tours and things of that nature, but he has residual income that's going to come in. The same thing with Nipsey Hussle and the DJ Khaled video they have residual incomes coming in that they will never see the proceeds from, but it's going to be manifested to their children, which I think is so amazing and so wonderful. And I mean, rest in peace to those two gentlemen. Also, rest in peace to Mike. Mike, you the man, yo. You the man, Mike. Like I said, y'all, Daz Mag is coming. Also, I want to put out there to my rappers, to my comedians, to my event coordinators, to my promoters, I will be selling airtime on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. You can buy airtime. You can promote your event. Like I said, send that email to Handsome Life Media, AJ Alexander. Send that email to handsomelifemedia@gmail.com. Also, that's where fans get on the list. That's where the business for this podcast is going to be handled on that email. Please make sure you send those emails immediately. Stuff is going fast, y'all. We're doing fundraising. Like I said, we're selling airtime. We'll also be doing interviews with major stars, people that have been on this podcast in the past. You all know it was Gilroy Radio before, formerly known as Gilroy Radio. We had people such as Tiffany Haddish. We had Tony Rock. We had David Arnold. You know, we've had Coco Brown. You know, we've had a lot of major stars on this podcast, formerly Gilroy Radio. So, yeah, man, make sure you make a donation. There will be I'll be selling direct copies of A Father's Plight, The Deadbeat Mama. That's the documentary that I'm currently working on. It's because of what I'm, you know, the case that I'm dealing with. It's a rough one, y'all. So, I mean, I'm just using my creativity to, you know, put my plight out there and hopefully make a little money that's gonna assist and help me in getting back my children. So that's what I'm trying to do. Right now, y'all, we're going to play a little Michael Jackson real quick, you know, some more Mike, man, and then we're going to come back after Mike. And like I said, I will be discussing some of my personal situations, you know. It's a father's plight, man. Make a donation today. Tune in, tell a friend, a Playboy comedy, Mr. Trey Love is in. Rest in peace, Michael Jackson. We're going to ride this one, y'all. Tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy, Mr. Trey Love is in, man. I got to give a shout out to Mr. Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, y'all rest in peace, Michael Jackson, man. Mike, man, if you could hear us, man, I know I'm speaking for all of us. We just want to say thank you, man. Thank you for the moves, man. Thank you for just, man, like, the man, your music, it's so funny. Here's how famous Michael Jackson is. My daughter, she's 7 years old. My daughter was born after Michael Jackson passed. My daughter knows Michael Jackson as if he's a current star and is currently putting out music on TV. That's how big and how much of a freaking natural-born menace to society of an entertainer that this man is and was, man. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, thank you. I know y'all wasn't ready for that internet Billy J, you know what I'm saying, that smooth little when Michael just kept breaking it down. That was smooth, man. That's the extended version of Billie Jean. I got to give some special family shout-outs, man. I've been, you know, it's funny going through this custody case, man. It's made me get a lot closer to my family, man, my relatives in Chicago. And I had a cousin reach out to me, you know. He and my mother grew up together, you know what I'm saying, as you all possibly know. I don't know if you do. You know, and this is for new, because God is blessing me to reach new people. So for the people that don't know me, Lewis Trey Love Smith, please read my description in the podcast, so that'll tell you a little bit about me. But just to share with you all, I lost my mother in 1997 to cancer, and I was still a kid myself, so I've been living this life, you know, motherless for quite some time, you know. And one of the relatives that she grew up with, you know, Marvin Tatum, he reached out to me recently, you know, and told me, hey, man, you know, you got Chicago family out here, man, that think about you and love you. You need to start pushing back to Chicago. So I'm going to tell you, man, what I'm going to do. I mean, I love L.A., and I done bred, and I got babies here, you know what I'm saying, and I made my bones here, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to start pushing Chicago, and I'm going to start pushing a little more Miami, man, and I'm going to hit back down south, you know, to Mississippi and run with my folks for a minute, man, because there's people down there that love me, love my brand of comedy, and I need to get down there and, you know, do my stroke, do my thug fizzle, man. And actually, my cousin is the one who is the catalyst behind the Dad Mag, which is going to be the magazine for fathers that I'll be working on. So all my fathers out there that, you know, want to, you know, if you want to be anonymous, if you want to just get your voice heard, man, we're going to be putting out a monthly magazine starting. Sometime I'm going to say around September. I'm going to get it September because, you know, we're putting all the meat and potatoes together now. So, you know, we come up with the idea and we're putting everything together. You know, we kind of got an outline of what we want to do. But we know we'll be prepared and ready to produce the online magazine starting around September sometime frame. So look for that in the fall. Also look for me at some colleges. You know, I'll be doing some stand-up comedy. I got a few shows coming up. And I also have a fundraising event coming up. I'm solidifying the details of that today. Once I get that solid, I will follow up with you all. Again, I'll be doing this every single day. So I want to give another shout-out to, man, to my Uncle Jerome, June 15, 2019. Jerry, man, 2019, Uncle Jerry passed away, man. It really affected my family, Tony, you know what I'm saying, Tiff, Candace, you know, I saw everybody down there for the funeral, man, you know, so I want to give a rest in peace to Uncle Jerry. I want to give a shout-out to my family, man, Auntie Vicky, my pops, Big Lou out there hanging, and, you know, the queen, the one who hold it down, you know, grandmama still alive, man, 89 years old, man. I'm telling y'all, I come from good stock. My grandma, 89 years old, still kicking around, Miss Emma Lee Leverett. Love you, grandma. You keep on pushing, grandma, because I'm bringing your great-grandbabies to meet you real soon. Hey, everybody, handsomelifemedia@gmail.com, 323-642-1706 is the call-in number. Please don't forget, like I said, we're going to be having airtime. I'm selling airtime, ladies and gentlemen, so you can call in and, you know, you can send an email with your music, you know what I mean? You can promote your event, you know. Handsome Life is a major spot, you know. When I, you know, doing Gilroy Radio, you know, live from the Sugar Shack, man, I'm telling you right now, I'm looking at the numbers. I got over 70,000 spins. That was years ago when I was doing this. So I'm relaunching, man, and I'm telling you, I got an organic way of doing this thing. Plus, I'm working with a major marketing company that's going to really get behind me and get my numbers, like, way up. So be on the lookout for a crazy, crazy rise over the next 6 months from just this whole Trey Love thing, from this whole Handsome Life thing, from this whole Father's Plight thing, because, I mean, man, I'm coming cool, man, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, man, you know what I'm saying? Laying low, taking parenting classes, you know, getting my proper visitation, you know what I'm saying? Got all my paperwork lined up. So, man, I'm just ready to do the same, man. Before I get out of here, I want to talk about some stuff that's kind of in the news right now. How many of you all, you know, speaking of my city, talking about Chicago, how many of you all are paying attention to this Jussie Smollett thing? I mean, I really like, I can't lie, I'm really feeling Empire. I mean, it's a great show, you know what I'm saying? I love seeing Terrence Howard do his thing, you know what I'm saying? But this Jussie Smollett thing is, like, really, really crazy to me, man. Like, now they're trying to say they got video on him with a noose around his neck when the police came, all this kind of stuff. And it's like, man, what next, man? You know what I'm saying? What next for this Jussie Smollett case, man? I thought it was over. And, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Like, guys, we live in a climate that's ridiculous today. Donald Trump is the president, you know, and then there's the Central Park Five, you know. I'm feeling black people. Like, I'm going to tell you the God's honest truth. And black people say, man, I can't watch that. It's like watching a horror film. Yes, it is. It literally is. I mean, I don't know how the rest of any other culture society sees this, but if you constantly see images that look like you on television being portrayed as animals and being beaten and slaughtered and kicked and punched and shot, yes, that is horrible, and yes, that is scary. That is something that, you know, it's horrifying. It's like, wait a minute, whoa, is this how it is? I'm gonna tell you, I've been really active on my Instagram, and I'm gonna get more active, but I'm working on a segment I'm gonna do. I call it Make America Great Again, Nigga. MAGAN. Because what I want us to do, when I say make America great again, Negro, what I want us to do is this, brothers and sisters, black people, this is specifically for you. Let's learn to be so humble in our dealings with the police that they have no choice but not to kill us. Let's stop running from them. Like, this is what we got to do, in my opinion. Now, this is my opinion, to change some of these things. I'm not on no, you know, nonviolent Martin Luther King thing, but what I am on is if a police officer pulls you over, this is the first lesson I want to teach young black men. If you are getting pulled over by the police, the first thing you should do is pull your car completely over to the right side of the freeway or street, wherever you are, put your car in park, turn your lights off, turn your car completely off, put your keys on the dashboard, reach for your wallet immediately, and put both of your hands outside of the window with your wallet in your hands. You tell the police officer, I'll give you my driver's license out of my wallet. You give him your driver's license. Tell him that, and usually he has someone on the side shadowing you. He knows that you're going to reach for your registration and insurance. And you explain to him with both hands. You act as if both of your hands are handcuffed. When you reach over, you reach all the way over the dashboard with your hands physically above the steering wheel, above the dashboard. You open your glove compartment. You reach in there, and you reach the same way over, and you give the police officer your driver's license, I mean, your registration and your insurance. And from there, you keep both of your hands outside of the vehicle until the officer grabs the paperwork and says, I'll be right back. Because what he's going to do is he's going to go to his car and he's going to run your driver's license and he's going to check to make sure all of your paperwork is intact. And if it is, he's going to bring it back. But what I just gave you, my young black brothers and sisters, with instructions on the best way possible that I know how in order to avoid any infractions or making them fear or scare or think to be able to say, hey, I was in fear for my life, you scared me. Please. And I don't even, it's, I don't even know what to tell you after the what happened with Philando Castile. You know, because if you can legally have a gun and you have one in your glove box and you can legally have a gun, what I would recommend, what I would personally recommend is as you have both of your hands outside of the vehicle on the left side where the police officer can get to your driver's license and both of your hands are out, I would ask the police officer, I would say, "Officer, I have a weapon in my glove box. I do not want to reach for it. Can you please, my door's unlocked, can you please go in my car and go in my glove box and get my registration and insurance? But I'm letting you know right now that my gun is in there." Brothers, we got to fight. And when I say fight, we can't fight. You know what I mean, brothers? We got to fight without fighting. Brothers and sisters, we got to keep, we got to live. That's how we're going to make America great again, by living. We're going to make America great again by getting educations. We're going to make America great again by getting trades. We're going to make America great again by being involved in the workforce. We're going to make America great again by changing our image, by making the world and Europeans and all types of people and other races respect us as humans instead of seeing us as beneath. You know what I mean? We got to change our image. That's why it's so easy for, honestly, a black woman to take children from a black man, because the black man is usually looked at and viewed as a thug, you know? He's viewed as a nothing, as a nobody, you know? We can take the kids from him. He's an animal anyway, you know? We have to do things to change that. With that being said, y'all know I'm a Chicago boy too, through, true and through. I'm Chicago, baby. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot going on with R. Kelly. There's a lot that his wife is saying about him. I mean, some of the stuff, it's embellished. Some of the stuff could be true. I mean, I'm going to tell you the truth. And here's my honest opinion. This is my honest, honest opinion. Yes, the video was put out, but personally, I've never seen it or watched it because, hey, I'm not going to watch child pornography. That's not something I'm into. So, no, I've never seen the tape. So, for those of you who have seen the tape that aren't part of the investigation or one of the police officers, what does that say about you if you're watching a minor on tape having sex? That says something about you personally. So that's something you have to deal with. Like I said, I personally have not seen the tape. I have met R. Kelly when I did his video a few years back, like in 2004, 2005. Really nice guy. And I think he's supremely talented. He's human. He makes mistakes. But it's for the courts and the judges to judge, just like this thing with Jesse Smollett. We live in a crazy world. We live in a crazy system, man. Donald Trump is the president of the United States. I'm going to play a little R. Kelly for Jussie Smollett and Robert. And when I come back, I'm going to read off the names of the people that have made donations to A Father's Plight so far. And I want to thank each and every one of them, and I'm going to thank them personally. And if there's any name that I forgot that sent me anything on Cash App, please don't hesitate to give me a call or a inbox or an email. Yo, this goes out to Jesse Smollett.
In the fast club, checking out your body, babe. Steadily tossing that cash flow, babe. Could you drive me crazy? Bye. lock your body up and don't waste me. Not gonna fight till you scream my name.
Say, ooh, Kelly, you make me holler.
Yeah.
Keep on jumping like an impala.
Slap that sexy ass down the floor like
what? What, what, what? What, what?
Come and get some of this R&B stuff, babe.
Just
an
R&B stuff, babe. Trying to get some ass, babe. Do you wanna
play? Would you like? Breaking me off with a lap dance, baby.
Yeah.
It's getting me high. Got me feeling
hey.
Roll around your body like a worldwide tour. Make it say toot, toot, beep, beep.
Pull up to my bumper, baby.
Not gonna stop that till I hear you call my name.
Say, ooh, Kelly, you make me holler. Keep on jumping like an impala.
Clap that sexy ass down the floor like
what?
Make sure y'all catch me each and every day, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. We will have guests. We will have comedy segments that you can call into the show, talk yourself, interviews. You can make requests, man. 323-642-1706 is the phone number. HandsomeLikeMedia@gmail.com. Email Aj Alexander for more information. Please send your emails out to get on the list and get the hip, the hop, the hip to the hip of what's going on with the shows. Also, before I leave, y'all, we got 3 minutes left. I want to give a shout-out to everybody that has made a donation so far to A Father's Plight. I got to give a shout-out to Cher Rue. Cher made a donation, man, big donation. She was the first one to come through. Forbidden Kiss, Shantae, Regina After Five, Muriel, Lloyd, Shannon, Deborah, Jay Arthur, Kim Coleman. Those are the only ones so far, but I want to give a special thank you to each and every one of you for thinking enough of me and believing in me enough to make a donation to my plight to help me to get my children back. I want to ask anybody to, like I said, just make a donation, man. Help me to get the girls back. I'll be working on some products, you know, things to sell. Also, I'll be playing in comedy events because what I'm realizing is for this plight, this isn't just a one-time thing. This is my life. This is, I found my calling. It's now time to do or die. It's time to get on stage, and it's time to use my talent, not to just make people laugh anymore. It's time to raise my kids with my gifts and my craft. So I'm straight up, y'all. You know, everybody's like, oh, Trey's so talented, Trey's so funny. Well, it's time for Trey to make money. So I'm putting myself out there, y'all. I'm giving it to you. I'm going to be doing tours, like I said, you know, public speaking. I'll be doing stand-up comedy shows, colleges. I'll be hitting clubs. I'll be working churches. I'll be working different events. I'll be having some films coming and film festivals really soon. My Instagram is already taking off, so make sure you definitely plug into my Instagram. That's Trailer Vision, TrailerVision. I got Trailer Vision, IGTV. I got some episodes of A Father's Plight on there, you know, different episodes of the struggle that I'm dealing with, you know, catching me at court, you know, just somewhat of my old reality show. You know, I'm sharing my plight with you all. Also, for the people that have known me, you know, I'm flying with my gray now. You know what I'm saying? I'm older and I'm maturing, and instead of continuing to dye my hair and trying to stay this flashy young dude, you know what I'm saying, I'm allowing the real me to manifest itself, and I'm loving it. I'm loving my gray. I'm loving my mystique. I'm loving my manhood, man. I'm having the time of my life. And just before I go, y'all, my health is amazing. My blood pressure is 119 over 60. My heart rate is 56 beats per minute. I'm kicking ass out here, y'all. I'm living. I'm alive. I love God. I love you. I hope you love me. If you don't, I still love you. Man, shout out to my babies, man. Daddy's living, baby. We back. I'm telling you, blogtalkradio.com. Handsome Life, tune in, tell a friend, of Playboy Comedy, Mr. Trey Love has been in. I hope you all have a blessed, wonderful rest of the day. I'm out of here, y'all.